Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Investing long-term in whatever asset class you choose, more than 1 year for long-term capital gain appreciation, and investing in real estate for the bonus depreciation and regular depreciation, please consult with a CPA on that one.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, best ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is 94% taxes and a brief history lesson for investors. So disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do with your money. Please always seek licensed financial advice and tax advice as it pertains to this particular episode. So look, taxes have been around this country since the 1700s, starting with tariffs and excise taxes. But I want to give you just a quick history lesson on taxes, where we came from and how we got here and what the advantage is to you in 2024. Now, I'm going to skip all the early stages of how this all got rocking and rolling. I want to skip right to where the tax system started to materialize more in the way that we know it today. So let's just start with the Civil War in 1862 under President Lincoln. The Revenue Act of 1862 is what it was called, and it lasted for a 10-year period. Now, this was the first progressive tax system that our country had seen. So we had a 3% tax on incomes from $600 up to $10,000 and a 5% tax on anything above $10,000. This is also when tax withholding was first introduced, which effectively meant that the employer is going to withhold taxes before paying the employee and send them directly to the government, effectively making corporations and places of employment tax collectors on behalf of the government. Now, all of this taxation was intended to be temporary to pay for the debt that was required during the Civil War. But fast forward to 1913, and we officially had a permanent income tax in place at that point here in America. And it ranged from 1% to 7%. And again, it was a progressive taxation system. So anyone earning over $500,000 or above was paying that 7% rate, and the lowest tier of income up to $20,000 was paying 1% in taxes. Now let's fast forward to World War I. The top marginal tax rate in 1913 was 7%. It then more than doubled to 15% by 1916 and jumped all the way up to 67% by 1917. Once again, this was war-related and was intended to be temporary until the debts of the war were paid off. Now let's fast forward to 1933. This is the Great Depression. FDR was the president, and they passed the Banking Act of 1933, the Securities Act of 1933, and in 1935, they introduced the Social Security system as we know it today. Minimum wage was also introduced, and by 1936, the top tax rate reached 79%. So fast forward to 1945, World War II had unfolded in the previous years, FDR was president, and the top tier tax bracket topped out at 94%. I can't even imagine paying 94% in taxes, but from 1940 to 1963, the top marginal tax brackets were ranging between 81 and 91%. That's 24 years of taxes being that high.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you looking to raise money from private investors to buy commercial real estate? SyndicationAttorneys.com is here to guide you every step of the way. At SyndicationAttorneys.com, they do more so you can do more. They create real estate syndication and fund offering documents, but they also educate you on the ins and outs of raising private money, ensure your offerings comply with security laws, and help you structure fair deals with investors so everybody wins. With reasonable lump sum fees and over $2.75 billion in security offerings created, SyndicationAttorneys.com has the expertise you need. But that's not all. SyndicationAttorneys.com also offers weekly attorney-led masterminds, networking, and strategy sessions through their pre-syndication consulting agreements. To learn more, visit syndicationattorneys.com today to get started. And this offer is not available to Florida residents.
Now fast forward to 1963. The new president is John F. Kennedy, who takes a step back and says, wait a second, why are we paying all of these crazy taxes? He passes the Revenue Act of 1964. This actually goes into effect under President Lyndon Johnson once JFK was unfortunately assassinated. And this effectively cut the top line tax bracket from 91% all the way down to 70% and took corporate taxes from 52% down to 48%. Now fast forward to 1981 under President Ronald Reagan, and he cut the top line taxes from 70% all the way down to 50%, and the bottom line taxes were cut from 14% all the way down to 11%. The capital gains were cut from 28% down to 21%, and this was the year that IRAs were introduced, individual retirement accounts here in America. Now I'm going to pause for a moment and just fast forward all the way through today. I'm going to skip over all the other presidents and all the things that have happened, because today we have a top marginal tax bracket of 37%. Most Americans paying far less than that, by the way. Today, investors truly have the upper hand. This is what I really want to point out to you. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy, rich, middle class, poor, the tax brackets apply to everybody. And what I'm talking about is the long-term capital gains tax brackets. Right now, moving into 2024, they're 0%, 15%, or 20%, depending on your income. And that applies to investments held longer than 1 year. Additionally, we still have bonus depreciation in the tax code and regular depreciation in the tax code as that pertains to real estate. So some key takeaways that I want to share with you real quickly to conclude this episode. Number one, tax rates are relatively low compared to a lot of different periods throughout our pretty recent history in this country. Number two, while taxes may not be going away, there are certainly things you can do to stack the odds in your favor and help reduce your taxes. A couple of those would be investing long-term in whatever asset class you choose, more than 1 year for long-term capital gain appreciation, and investing in real estate for the bonus depreciation and regular depreciation. Please consult with a CPA on that one. But if you want to learn more, if you want to take a deeper dive, if you want to explore even more opportunities and options, just reach out to me on social media. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Bigger Pockets, email, whatever works for you. I'm happy to jump on a call with you or Zoom, and we can go over this stuff. Again, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a tax advisor, but I can certainly point out some things that have tax advantages. And it's important to look at this history and realize what a great opportunity we have. What a great upper hand advantage moving into 2024 with that brief history of the tax code. You're listening to the Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Thank you so much for being here. Have a best ever week, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.